Hello and welcome to WP Cafe episode number 23 with me, Keith Devon.
And with me, Mark Wilkinson.
How are you today, Mark?
I am very well. I'm a bit tired, but I'm very well. We all say that, don't we? We're a bit tired.
One of us is always tired.
Yeah, a bit tired. I played golf yesterday and it was a long walk, but a bit stiff today. But hey ho, that's it. I enjoyed it. It's good.
Very good. Good, good. So I guess first thing to maybe mention is how our week has been. And the first half of it was spent together, which was very, very pleasant. So Mark and I had three nights together, just working, hanging out. First time we've seen each other in about 3 years. So yeah. It was really, really great, wasn't it?
I really enjoyed it. It was good. It was good. Good. I can't believe how much work we did. Like literally, when you look back at it, we were literally working all day, and then we had a break for a run and a break for some lunch. But did we actually have a break? Lunch?
Tuesday was crazy.
Yeah,
especially.
We like started at 8 a.m. and then literally worked until like 9:30, and then watched a bit of telly, and then that was that. You know.
Yeah,
so it was good. It was good to get through some stuff. Really good.
I know. We were in the zone, weren't we? It was good.
Definitely.
It was fun. Yeah. So we were working on one product in particular. We did a few other things as well, but I think the thing that's worth maybe talking about is a product that we've just launched, and it's an add-on for one of our other products. So we've got our Job Relay service, and this is an add-on for Job Relay. So whenever a Job Relay user posts a job to their WordPress site, this new add-on will automatically create a beautiful image, branded image,
automatic,
that getting all the marketing phrases in, so that whenever they share that job on social media, it'll look really beautiful and engaging, rather than some kind of randomly cropped person or whatever, or like generic kind of image. So it creates an OG image, doesn't it?
Adds
the OG tag and
adds it to the OG tag. It probably is worth mentioning that the image, like, it isn't just an image. It's like it will pull job information and overlay on top of the image. So the image will show the job title, the location of the job, and the salary. And then it will have an image in the background along with the colours, primary colours, secondary colour, and even the company logo will be put on there as well. So, and then it creates the image and it saves it as the OG tag, and just like that.
I was going to try to share the link, but I think the best way to get to it, if you want to check it out and have a look, the best thing to do is probably go to jobrelay.io. And then in the main kind of burger menu, you can see the social media images add-on. And while you're there, you'll see the other thing that we were working on, or the more kind of specifically I was working on, which is the new Job Relay website. So that was kind of interesting. And I think one of the things that kind of defined our few days together was just how quickly we tried to move. So anytime there was a decision about something, it was like, should we do this? Can we add that thing? It was always like, do the fastest thing, do the fastest thing, do the fastest thing. And it really, it was a good mantra, you know, build it quickly, get it out there, launch it, then iterate on it and improve it. And it worked.
Yep. And it worked. Definitely. Definitely the way to go.
So you might find some, slightly less than optimal parts of the website and, you know, there's lots of finessing to do, but we got something out that was better than what was there before. And
that's the key, isn't it? Like, we wanted to just make it better than what was there before. We had some issues with what was there before. What was there before was thrown together, weirdly thrown together very quickly, 2.5 years ago, with a view to removing it very quickly and getting it better. And it stayed there for 2.5 years and did the job.
But that was the right thing to do then as well. You know,
yeah, definitely. It's done the job. It's grown the product. We've got lots of people using it. It just feels like now's the right time to change. I think we reached a point, didn't we, where we were wanting to do a lot of things. And the answer to lots of those things was we can do that when we change the website. We can do that when we change the website. We can, and then you get to the point where you're like, right, okay, it's time to change the website and do that part so we can actually release all these other things.
Yeah, and that was the perfect opportunity when we were together to do it, because we could just focus and like really put our heads down and also just like ask each other questions. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Should we do this? And we could just make decisions very, very quickly. So yeah,
good.
Really, really productive.
Is it worth mentioning like what that uses and how that went in terms of like...
I think that might interest some developer-minded people amongst our audience. Yeah.
Techie sort of stuff. So
yep.
Previous to this, the site runs obviously on WordPress, and it uses Easy Digital Downloads to manage the product sales and subscriptions and license keys. And previous to this, we were using one of the free themes, which essentially allows you to sort of hook into their stuff easily enough. I think it's called Vend. So we created a child theme of it and just put some basic branding on it. And that worked really well for a while, but it got to the point where like that wasn't using the block editor because it was quite old. And you could use the block editor within it, but some of the things wouldn't work with the block editor because they were built a while ago, essentially. So that's what it was using. And this instance is kind of just a new theme that pretty much Keith developed, which is just block editor friendly. It's got styles for our brand, so you can see things like green and dark blue quite easily. We can create nice buttons and things like that. So it's just a block editor based theme that's optimized for using the block editor. And most of the pages that you see on there are not like templates of any sort. They're just pages built with layout in the block editor, aren't they? So
yeah,
and off you go. And it's just, it was a quick way of getting something out there.
Yeah, and I actually based that theme off a client site we just built. So I built it in a way that I could basically rip out all of the client-specific stuff quite easily, and I'm just left with my kind of core theme, which I can then just kind of rebrand. So
it looks nothing like the other one is now. So
no, that's why we were able to move quite quickly on that as well. So yeah, it was good. Few things I've played with on the theme as well, which I kind of like. If you go to jobrelay.io, I've been playing with a little hand-drawn kind of notation library, a JavaScript library, and it's kind of fun. So you might see a little animated kind of underline here and there. I've used it very, very subtly at the moment, but that's how I've done it. Using, what was it called? Roughnotation.js, I think. Well, I'm going to do a video on that, actually, so stay tuned. I'll do a video of how I did that and how I managed to get it working on scroll with some help from some WordPress buddies on Twitter who are much better at JavaScript than I am.
Will there be a plugin that people can use for that as well?
It could easily be turned into a plugin, actually. Yeah. Very easily, because all you need to do to use it is to apply a class to something, and you can do that in the block editor, so you can just... And you could use any class you wanted. I've used has-notation- and then the notation type, so has-notation- underline or dash box or dash circle. So it's super easy to use. The only slightly annoying thing is that it's better to use it on an inline element rather than a block level element, which means that you usually can't use it just by adding a custom CSS class in the block editor. In the advanced section on the block sidebar, you usually can't use that. So what I've ended up having to do is edit blocks as HTML and add spans and things to make it an inline element, which isn't the end of the world by any means, but it could be better.
Be comfortable with that, I suppose, isn't it? And what about our little high-rise thingies floating up on the right and left-hand side?
Yeah, I don't know if people are going to like that or not.
Whatever we're calling them.
There's some background animation to it. I'd be interested in people's feedback. I think I did it in an accessible way so that if prefers reduced motion is on, those go away, I think, but I have to double check that. And then you didn't like them on mobile, Mark, did you? So I got rid of them on mobile.
It'd be interesting to see what people think. Obviously, we've got Dave and Craig, I think, watching on YouTube at the moment. So thank you for joining us. Let us know what you think of those. I was skeptical. the bigger sort of green elements I don't mind at the sides, but I'm not sure about the dots. It sort of rings a bit of Christmas tree, Christmas snow to me, but I'm not sure.
Fair enough. It's one of those things, which actually brings me on to another point that I wanted to chat about. I've seen some really interesting tweets recently. I can't remember who the account is from, but it's someone who's pointing out that design these days is really moving away from beauty and moving much more towards this kind of brutalist utility. And he gives loads of examples. There was a whole thread of examples of logos, so company branding, and how they used to be quite ornate and beautiful, and now they're all just flat designed. So like the really good example was Warner Brothers. So you used to have that kind of 3D kind of badge, and it was all gold, and it looked like, and now it is literally a flat purple logo. Like, that's it. And he said, like, everything's going that way. And the same guy had another thread about, I think it was architecture. And it was the same thing. He's like, look how different, like, place cities in the world used to look. Like, you used to know you were in London or you were in Denmark or some, you know, all these different places had their own styles of architecture. And then he shows a whole bunch of, like, pictures of modern cities, and they look exactly the same. Every city looks exactly the same. And he's like, it's because everything's just utility-based. And he talked about things like bus stops. Like, bus stops in the Victorian era were beautiful. Yeah. They were ornate. There was all this, like, amazing ironwork and everything around them. And now they're these just horrible, bland, cheap-as-you-can-make-them designs. And it just got me thinking about my own design work, because I am very functional, minimal with my designs. And I thought, do you know what? Maybe I should be adding a little bit more craft, a little bit, just giving it a bit more love and a bit more attention, and that's where the things like the underlying drawings and the little dots in the background, just like elevating it from something completely bland and minimal to something with a bit more character.
But every designer has their own, like, style, don't they? I think and I think you've got to stick true to that, I think, in a way, if you go away from it. But there's nothing wrong, like you say, with experimenting with things, so be interested to see what people think. It's an experiment that we might change, but I quite like it.
We'll see. Joel says a bit more pizzazz, as clients love to say. Yeah, make it pop. And Dave, thanks for joining us, guys. He says after seeing that thread, I've been thinking the same thing. So Dave, I don't know if it was, maybe it was Dave that even retweeted that or liked it. I'm not sure. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Very good.
So
very good.
That was my little soapbox moment. Anyway, so we can move on.
it's quite exciting to see the website change now. I feel more energetic, and what's the word I'm looking for? Like, wanting to sort of add stuff to it now, and thinking like, what can we add to it and stuff. Like, I want to add a documentation section. I know we've got some on there, but I really want to sort of get that up now and get it working.
So, well, and that's the thing, because it was feeling like we didn't want to invest any time in it the way it was, and now it's like all this backlog of ideas and things that we wanted to do. It's just like been released. You know, the floodgates have opened, and now we can crack on and really make some improvements. So yeah, it's exciting.
It looks anything a lot you wanted. Inviting, I think, like we said before, like, you know, you do sometimes with the old website, you do wonder why people bought off it, you know, but it looks a lot more like you know what you're doing now, so hopefully that'll have an impact. We'll see.
Yeah exactly,
we'll see.
Anything you want to rant about, Mark?
Not really. It's not a rant, it's just just because I had another rant on one of the podcasts last time. It's a question, actually, for people, because actually it's something I'm struggling with, and I know you, when I ask you about it, we don't really have an answer, so I wondered if there's what people think about it. So we get a lot of emails from people, often using products and things for support, and what they're asking is actually nothing to do with the product that you've sold them, or that they have the service that you've integrated or sold them. You know, let's say you've built them a plugin or something, and they've paid you for it, and then they come back with a question that's got nothing to do with the plugin on the WordPress site. You know, why do you know if my site's got this, it's crashed, or why has this turned green, or something like that. It's got absolutely nothing to do with it. And I just wondered, how do people deal with those emails? Because on the one hand, I don't want to sound like the person that's just like, oh, I'm not interested in that. I'm nothing to do with me, and I'm not helping you type thing. When in theory, that's what I should say, because it literally hasn't got anything to do with us. But on the other hand, I want to be sort of like helpful and be seen as someone that can help them with their problems. So usually I sort of respond in a way that, you know, oh, the issue you're experiencing is not really anything to do with what we've done. However, I would suggest looking here, or maybe this file is where the problem's being caused, and then get them to sort of try and look with their own web development teams as to what that issue is. But it's becoming a problem's not the right word, but it's just becoming something that I constantly get emails in my inbox and think, how am I going to reply to that without sounding like I'm not interested in helping them, you know? I just wondered if anyone else has that. You know, if you've got a support contract with a client or something, and they're asking for support that isn't covered, how do you handle it? This must exist for, you know, commercial plugins where clients are asking for assistance with things that have actually got nothing to do with the commercial plugin at all. You know, it might be some custom code they've added that's causing a problem with the plugin in question. And I don't know, just I never seem to have the answer, the correct way of dealing with that, by being helpful but not giving stuff away for free, because actually, you know, that can't do that. So
yeah, and you can do that to an extent, but I think one of the main problems is, I think if you thought that you could help them with this thing and then that would be that, you would probably be more inclined to help. But with experience, what happens is that, oh, Mark's really helpful with all our WordPress woes. I'm just going to email him everything something happens on the website from now on. Yeah. I think like a lot of this is definitely because we've moved into a world with our products where our products are being used on sites that we didn't build. And they're being used on sites that aren't like developer built, I would probably say.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. More constructed together with.
Yeah.
With
so things. It's quite often like marketing agencies and people like that who have, you know, put the website together, installed some plugins, installed the theme, found our plugin, got that up and running. But then when anything goes wrong, they just don't know how to deal with it. Like they wouldn't know how to debug something, you know. We're moving into that world.
Yeah, but I do think, like, I'm not having a go at the clients here who send the emails. Like, literally, they generally don't know whose responsibility it is, probably. It's just like, this thing has happened, and I don't know what to do. And then they email us. But I don't know why sometimes they email us. Why does it cross the mind that we are the best people to deal with that thing when actually it's got nothing to do with what we've done for them almost?
I think it probably is because they know that we know what we're talking about when it comes to WordPress development. I think, and sometimes it is related, like obviously because we've got the jobs plugin. So if something goes wrong with their job board from then on, they kind of tie that to us because we did some work with their job board at some point.
And I guess that kind of makes sense in a way.
And that does. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just understanding what the difference is between what we've done and what their website does and things like that. Sean has a good comment there. Let me pop it on the screen.
Yeah, I'll pop it on the screen if you can read
Thanks
it out
for
as
that,
well.
Sean. It's because they trust your opinion. I usually help if it's something simple, but if it's harder troubleshooting, I would try to get into a service agreement because now they hold you accountable. I think that last point there is really important. I don't mind fixing something if it's like a two-minute fix. But it's sometimes that leads to knock-on things that you don't know about because you're not looking after their website, and then they become your problem, and then it just escalates and spirals. So,
absolutely.
It's an interesting one.
This is good as well from X Salams. Thanks for the questions again. On WP Engine, if there's a problem with your theme, they say, sorry, there's nothing we can do our end. Please talk with your developer. It's not rude and straight to the point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. And I think sometimes you can be overly apologetic about things to the point where it almost seems like you are being rude. Like being quite matter of fact sometimes is the right way to go. It's just like, this isn't something we can help with. Sorry.
Maybe there is no perfect answer, but just something that we battle with. And battle is the wrong word, but have to deal with and sort of try and find the right answers to on a on a daily basis.
And and we do want to be helpful. That's the thing, because no, you don't.
Yeah,
you know yourself. Whenever we've had to deal with plugin support or hosting support, you don't. You want them to be helpful. You want them to be responsive. Yeah. But it's just where to draw that line. It's a tricky one.
Yeah. Anybody got any other questions? I think we've got a few minutes that we can fill. If you have any other questions, then please let us know in the chat. For those listening on the podcast, by the way, we do this live on YouTube. Please feel to join us on the next episode. And you can ask questions in the YouTube chat. So if you've got something you want to ask, you can do so.
Yeah, and if you actually want to get in a question ahead of time, you could send us a tweet. So if you're a podcast listener or a YouTube viewer, you could just tweet us a question at WP Cafe Show.
On
Twitter. I was thinking it's been a bit of a slow news week in WordPress, but then it obviously hasn't been. We haven't touched on the hot WP drama of the week, and that's because I think we don't know enough about it to have a solid opinion. Do you even know what I'm talking about, Mark?
I almost don't know what you're talking about. I assume it's something to do with Matt and GoDaddy. Briefly saw something, but I literally have no idea what went on and what is going on. I've been head down doing other stuff.
Yeah, it was just a bit of a tweet storm, and it seemed a bit strange and a bit out of context and a bit aggressive. Probably not something you'd want. Matt said he had a fever, and that's why he said he should stop tweeting while he has a fever. But I think I think he still stood by his kind of general arguments. It was around GoDaddy being parasitic and a existential threat to WordPress. So I thought that was a bit harsh.
Yeah.
A good time to mention our sponsor this week is GoDaddy. No, only joking. It's not. GoDaddy aren't sponsoring us. I felt the whole episode was a bit of a shame, to be honest. And if there's things to be said around that kind of topic, and it should be done in a very, very different way. I think people were hurt. Good people who work for GoDaddy were hurt. And I think that's
never usually a great platform for
Matt has venting. A bit of a habit of occasionally just like throwing a grenade at Twitter, doesn't he?
And I'm not actually sure, to be honest.
Yeah. But there you go. Hopefully everyone's made up and we can all move forward together. But yeah, like I said, I don't have any kind of strong opinions on it. I don't know enough about GoDaddy to say anything about them in particular, but I thought the episode was a bit unfortunate and not a good look for anybody, to be honest. Yeah.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, very good.
Right. Shall we wrap this up? We've done 23 minutes. Thank you everyone for tuning in. If you do tune in anymore, you probably don't. That's probably a really old saying. And again, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, please consider doing so. We put these out usually every week, or we're trying to put them out every week now. And as I said before, they're also as a podcast, so you can also subscribe and listen on your favorite device. And if you would enjoy this, please hit the like button, as we don't get many and they really do help us out. So thank you.
Yeah.
Until next week, we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.